My dad was lousy cook. Him and my mum split. Oh my goodness. All I know is this, I think I told you guys the other day, after he started cooking fish, that was it. I became allergic to fish, to mackerel and all of these things.
Have you tried it since?
Yeah. And it's choosy, but you know the strange thing is? To eat salt fish, no problem.
It's just the other fish.
It's, well, to eat salt fish is probably, but all the kind of stuff that hasn't had that process is a problem for me. I don't know what's going on there. What do you think that is?
I don't know. It's in maybe...
First happened with mackerel, it's happened with salmon, and it doesn't necessarily always happen. I think it's to do with, you know, I have some kind of intolerance or whatever. It's like I can have so much and it says, right, that's too long. You've had too much and my body just reacts. But the first time it happened, my face just came up in all kinds of... Never forget that. So, and it's so painful to go through. Because 3 days, 3 or 4 days, you've got this really heavy stomach ache where your muscles been working to churn this thing out. That I don't try things so much now for fear of... and I'd rather eat fish these days than meat, to be honest.
Yeah, that's true. Because, I mean, I love fish.
Mm.
So what I do is I go to Billings Gate.
Oh, you go to Billings Gate, do you? Yes. And typically, what might you pick up from there?
Typically, well, put it this way, I like red salmon.
Yeah.
I do like salmon.
Yeah.
Prawns I do. I do like silver pollet. Silver pollet.
Okay.
It's a bit like cod coli, but it's just sort of similar like whitefish.
Okay.
But there's something nice about it.
Is mackerel more expensive now?
It used to be a regular food, but now it's come through.
Because cod's so expensive, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. I mean, occasionally I will buy mackerel, but really I do like bream as well. Bream fish.
Bream, yeah, that seems more
that's
popular.
Nice.
Stuff.
Yeah, I do like that
fish. So you get a red bream as well,
I think, don't you? I do, yeah.
That,
I mean,
it looks
those are the
sort
of fish that I
wish I could
go.
Eat that.
You know, I went recently and I said to some guys, can I just touch this eel? Because I'm terrified of snake, and I thought, I saw these eels sort of doing what eels
do. Alive and moving around and stuff.
Moving around.
Where was this?
I thought,
in Billingsgate.
Billingsgate. They had a live eel. So I said to the guy, can I just touch it just to see what it felt like? Because it's actually reminding me of a snake.
Yeah.
And I thought, let me just be brave enough, because maybe if I can touch that, I could actually devour it live.
Yeah.
So I thought, I just kind of quickly touched it.
Mm.
And there was a man behind me, and he said, you know, you're very brave. I said, you know, I said, why? He said, because I'm terrified of those things.
Is that what he said? He told you that? You didn't want to hear that? This is the guy that worked there?
No, no,
oh, right,
guy.
Sorry.
Yeah,
okay.
Member of the public, and I thought, but to me it was nice because it was almost overcoming the fear, which I think, because just the way it moves was like a snake.
Okay.
It was quite smooth actually, and I just wondered if that's how a snake would feel.
So it was a bit not slimy then, necessarily.
No, it wasn't. It looked smiley, but it wasn't.
When you actually touch
it, it was kind of a very smooth skin.
Do you know that kind of jellied eel thing?
Yeah, I've had that.
Couldn't really get with that though.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I've tried it actually, but I don't really. It's sort of, I've tasted it. I mean, I have tasted it.